Blog Talk Radio.
Well, in the thick of this grand cross, you came through the lunar eclipse, the blood moon, as so many people wanted to talk about it as. And it's a big deal. We're in the midst of major gear shifts, major changes. You've heard me talk about it for a while now. After this week ahead, we are going to see things settle down a little bit and get our groove back, so to speak. So anything that still needs to happen, we are still looking ahead at the most intense part of the configuration that is going to be happening Saturday through Wednesday coming up, which would be the 19th of April through the 23rd of April. If you look back on what's been happening, every month, you know, that we've been leading up to this, we've had each week the moon showing up in one of those corners of the cross and activating. So emotionally, we've gotten in touch with the changes and the evolution that we needed to have in our lives. These are very important corners of our life. They are the event-oriented leadership parts, the things that cause things to happen, parts of our chart. Probably could have said that better, but you get the idea. And so it's really been about a focus on our own situation, personally, how we feel about ourselves, where we are right now, if we feel like we need to break out of anything, if there's something going on with our physical body or our brand or our name or our title or our image. There's been a shaking, quaking, exciting, awakening energy in that corner of the cross. And then there's been the big focus on our security, our roots in our life, and that can involve your home or real estate or family or parents or roommates or childhood issues or you know, remembrances, anything that might involve a move or renovations or, you know, anything really tied to that root of the chart. And Jupiter's action there, where he's been trying to get some kind of growth or get you to deal with Jupiter-themed topics there in the higher mind, so anything legal or educational or media marketing related or about travel or people at a distance or foreign interests or weddings or religious or political affiliations tied there. So any way that you could expand in that corner of the cross. And on the third corner of the cross are our key relationships. This can be in our personal life or our business life. And you know, Mars has been retrograding there, activating that, getting us to look back at the past. So this may have brought someone back from the past so that you could, you know, reconnect. This could be a romantic partner or a business partner or an agent or a client or an attorney or a specialist or a competitor. Or it could have got you to look back on past issues you've had with these kinds of relationships so that you could take action now to get yourself more in line with the types of partnerships or representatives or clients or whatever that would be for you that you want to be dealing with going forward. It could be about releasing something. There could be, you know, some severing of ties during this. And definitely going back and motivating others on our behalf to see, you know, how they can be involved in moving this change forward. And then, you know, the final corner of the cross has been about the big goals, the ambition, the career, your reputation, anything dealing with higher-ups like the boss, the parent, the judge, you know, whoever holds the power strings in the situation. And Pluto trying to get you to face mortality issues, divorce issues, sexual needs, the big financial picture, which can cover anything from loans to investments to inheritance, bankruptcy, insurance, taxes, commissions, whatever that might be. And really making deep, powerful changes in those areas of life or reacting to the powerful changes that are occurring. And so where we got familiar with this week in and week out emotionally as the moon moves the most quickly and cross that, you know, cross every 7 days, then we had the first week of April, the solar energy move in for that first week. And we had to show up, or we saw how our image or our identity or our name on the dotted line or, you know, what was going on with our bodies was really in the mix and how our own leadership was needed and what it was about us that was really key in the whole scenario. And this week that we are in now, from the beginning of the week up until, you know, a day or so ago, Mercury activated the cross. So we've had the moon on emotions and the solar energy with what it was about us. And now Mercury has been active this last week, activating every point of the cross, bringing the information that we really needed to have seep in or helping us share our ideas, our thoughts on the subject. And Mercury has been urging us to look at the paperwork, look at the signature that needs to be there, look at the the agreement or the sale or the idea or the offer or the meeting or decision or talk that needed to happen. And hopefully there's been a lot of that going on. And even if you found it to be an internal process, which some of the signs out there will definitely find it to be more so of that level, you know, Mercury is really important that you've been thinking it through and really trying to decide, balance in your mind how you want to adapt to the changes that are being thrown at you and really adapt your mind around stepping in and making some changes happen. It's been a very ambitious cross. It has hopefully motivated a lot of us to go for a few things that we really want to see happen. This cross will continue to amplify the potential of this for months to come. You have this whole week coming up where it's going to get even more intense, which I'm going to talk about here in a second. And so this can be an amazing time for reaching out and taking on more. You know, it's that ambitious Pluto energy, you know, that really wants to achieve and really wants to empower. And Jupiter wanting to expand and Uranus wanting to break out of stale and stagnant situations. And Mars helping you activate that through the connection with other people. And so although some of this is about us purging and releasing and going through massive changes that may challenge, an equal or better part of this is about us moving forward into something more empowering and making the changes that will help us reach those big, big goals. Again, the reason that this cross is so profound is because we have Mars on one corner, which took 2 years to get there. Okay, that's something. But we have Jupiter on another corner, which took 12 years to get to that degree, and Uranus on the next corner, which took 84 years, and Pluto on the next corner, which took 240 years. So the lock and load that is going on these points is, you know, life-changing. And so do not sit idly by. Embrace these things that are happening. Put yourself in the mix as much as you can to push this forward in every way that you possibly can. So we've had the moon, we've had the sun, we've had Mercury, and this week ahead, what we have activating this cross is Mars. This is when it really starts to go a little wild. This is when those partners come through or they stand their ground and the big fight starts to escalate, or the passions break through because they can't be held back anymore. All the action is happening with Mars. So we're done with the thinking and the talking and the showing up and feeling it out. We are now into action mode moving forward into this week. And it's going to always come through or about or involving other key relationships. So those partners, agents, attorneys, specialists, clients, competitors, opponents, advocates, whoever they are, you know, Mars is stimulating this in a very big way. And this is the week coming up where we are going to have the major planets complete their exact degree. It's called perfecting the square or perfecting the cross. They're all going to land on 13 degrees of the sign that they are in. And so that becomes magnified. We're at the pinnacle of that change energy that is happening for everybody. So as we look at this Mars energy, and we know it's coming in this week ahead, and I will talk specifically about when it will activate for everybody and where best to use that. It's really important to be proactive, to not go it alone, to reach out and try to you know, get help or support or representation, or to reach out if you're the person in that kind of leadership role with the other person and it's a client or there's a specialist involved, or even if you're trying to deal with something about opponents. The only, you know, caveat there is that because Mars is involved and Pluto is involved and Uranus is involved, there will be the angry types who will go off the deep end a little bit in this week ahead. So you already know who these people are. Avoid them as best you can, you know. Try not to escalate those kinds of situations. Stay out of scary places. But other than that, Mars can be your benefactor as to helping you be courageous, helping you, you know, defend yourself, helping you fight the good fight, you know, as long as you don't turn it into a dark fight, and helping you express passions and motivate and push things forward. All right, so the other thing about this week ahead when it comes to the cross is that every eclipse has trigger dates, and Saturday is a trigger date for the eclipse. And because the eclipse was happening in Libra, where Mars is located, Saturday becomes one of those big indicator days about what is meant to happen with this other person. And so Saturday might be very key. Sunday, the 20th, is going to be when Jupiter locks with Uranus, Jupiter locks with Pluto, and by Monday, Uranus locks with Pluto. These are those way slow-moving energies that are finally all meeting up on the 13th degree. So it's just an incredibly powerful gear shift that will focus on those points that I just discussed about those four corners. The Mars energy is going to take over on Tuesday and Wednesday of next week. That's the 22nd and 23rd. These are the days that you're going to see everything amping up, those advocates coming through for you, or those opponents, you know, stepping up to the mound, or those partners expressing their passion or motivating you, or you motivating them, and everything moving ahead. So you want to schedule, you know, I'm a proponent, you know, some astrologers are going to tell you how to best avoid the energies that are challenging, and I am more of a proponent for diving in and grabbing, you know, the reins and riding it through, because I feel like, you know, I will tell you how to avoid the scary part of it, obviously, but the big potential here is for growth and for awakening and for transformation and for passion and action that moves things forward. Those are the best words, descriptive words of the four corners that are involved. So I do think that, you know, if it's meant to, you know, implode or explode, it's way better to know. You don't want some life living on a fence somewhere hoping that something, you know, tips you one way or the other, or somebody notices. That's bullshit. Okay, excuse my French. But you guys really do want the best life that you can have, and you deserve the best life that you can have, and you do want to get in there and find out what is possible and push this through and know that we come out of it. When we get into next week, Thursday, moving it up through Sunday, the energy is going to give us a reprieve. We're going to have some rest from what's been going on. There's going to be actually some pretty amazing aspects locking into place in a different part, but I will talk about that on next week's show. And then lastly, I would just say, when I'm talking about this cross, that the final personal energy, the moon, the sun, Mercury, Mars, these are personal energies. They move quickly. They impact us in our day-to-day life, our emotions, our status, our mind, our decisions, our actions, our passions, our anger. And the final one is Venus. She has not activated the cross yet. And Venus is about our love, or the women who are significant in the situation, or the money flow in the situation, the personal income, I should say, not the outside resources. So Venus is actually going to, she's not getting there yet. She's got two more weeks than Pisces. And so when we get to May 11th through the 18th, that's when Venus will activate. And then we'll be done. Every single personal planet would have activated. The big boys would have been loaded, as they're going to in this week ahead. And so, you know, it's quite the dynamic time. And the last thing that I wanted to talk about in general when I'm looking at this week ahead, well, I'm sorry, there's two things. There's a lot going on. This is just an incredible week. If you've noticed how insane and exciting and turmoil-filled this last week has been, next week is even more intense. So this is it, you know. And the other things that are happening up ahead of us are that Friday and Saturday, we are having Venus active in Pisces. Now, this is outside the cross. This is something completely different. But it's quite important, because Venus is making some really positive alignments over these next couple days. That's the 17th and 18th. And then she's going to end by making an adjustment to one of the planets in the cross, and that's to Mars. So what that means for all of us is that there is a really positive, powerful focus in these next few days over anything that you're doing artistically, anything you're doing spiritually, anything you're doing with research or development, anything you're doing for romance that is happening behind the scenes or on a getaway or clandestinely, anything that is around healing or hospitals. And with Venus here, it really is saying this positive flow in those areas is focused on love, or it's focused on a woman, or it's focused on income. So there are some really powerful things you can do in these next couple days by holding up and concentrating on one of those themes with the Venus energy. And she's aligning beautifully to the home or the family or the real estate, so you may just be shutting the door and hiding out in the house and doing something artistic or romantic or spiritual or recuperating, and it's really going to go well. Or there may be something income-related tied to healing hospitals or, you know, your psychic abilities or your film or music project or art. And there is an alignment from Venus to Pluto, which is an opportunity. So all of this spiritual, romantic, artistic, healing, research, energy that focuses the love or the money or the female is tying in with something powerful that you want to achieve. There's an opportunity there, an opportunity to reach that power person, that, you know, the boss, the parent, the judge, the celebrity, the I don't know who do you think is up there on your chain, but the person that might be able to help change things for you. This is also an opportunity to further career or further goals or reputation. So, again, really powerful. And the adjustment that Venus is going to make to Mars, it means that, again, there's something that you want to do a little adaptation around to deal with that forward thrust coming from the partner, agent, attorney, specialist, client, competitor, opponent, advocate. So, you know, maybe you're trying to reach them, but they're not going to get back to you those few days. It'll be following up. Or maybe you need to redo something for them or get them to redo something. Whatever it is, you'll know. It'll make sense to you as I'm saying this to you. But dig in when it comes to the Venus themes there with this other person. Find ways to finesse or adapt. And the last thing that is happening in this week ahead, I mean, goodness gracious, there's a lot, right, is that we are going to have two energies move into Taurus. So on Saturday, the 19th, the sun enters Taurus, where he will tour for 30 days. And then on Wednesday, the 23rd, Mercury will enter Taurus and travel for a few weeks, probably 3.5 weeks. I didn't look at the exact date for that. Sorry, guys. So anyways, over these weeks ahead, this puts us physically more personally involved, more fully involved. Maybe our name or our identity or brand is involved, but we're showing up when it comes to the Taurus themes in our life starting Saturday. And so this means making money or dealing with possessions. Maybe you're hauling your possessions across the country, or you're boxing them up and putting them in storage, or you're getting something out of Hawk, or there's a gift that you're, you know, one specific possession that's just the focus of what you're doing in this month ahead. And this is also about purchases. So, you know, you might be moving into a month where it's really important that you show up and deal with the purchases. So income, purchases, possessions, very important. 30 days moving where that we're moving into. When Mercury enters the picture on Wednesday the 23rd, that means now there are going to be meetings and talks and offers and agreements and sales and writing and interviews and auditions and decisions made when it comes to the income, when it comes to the possessions, when it comes to the purchases. So this is going to amp up as well. All right. I am going backwards through the signs today on this show because I like to do that every now and then so that the Pisces don't feel like they have to wait to the end every single time. So we're going to start with Pisces. And when we look at what is going to be happening with the cross, Saturday the 19th is going to be your day to where the lunar eclipse is triggered again. So there may still be something that you need to focus on when it comes to that key other person. For Pisces, this would really be focused on some kind of big financial situation, or it would be focused on divorce or your sex life or reproductive needs, someone's mortality, or a third-party situation that is playing out. When we look at what is going on with the cross starting to be activated Sunday through Wednesday, this is huge. It starts out on Sunday with a real strong focus on the big thing that's happening with your child or children in general, with your love life, with your creative project, or with some big recreational theme. And it is going to shake up things in the area that has to do with income, possessions, or purchase, or even feelings of being valued. And it is going to shake up something going on with the friend or the group or the internet or astrology or charities or an aspiration that you have. By Monday, those two things lock in even tighter with the friends, the group, the aspiration, the charities, the gatherings, the internet, and what is happening with income being valued, possessions or purchases. When we get to Tuesday and Wednesday, Mars kicks into the cross and activates it, and that is when Pisces, again, from that trigger date on Saturday, now Tuesday and Wednesday, see a lot of activity involving that partner, agent, attorney, specialist, client, opponent, whoever that key person is, gearing up over what's happening in the sex life, the reproductive life, the divorce, the death, the birth, or whatever is going on with the big financial picture, the loan, the inheritance, the bankruptcy, the insurance, the taxes, the alimony, child support, commissions, investments, royalties, partners, money. So this becomes a huge key player. And again, the other realms are the same. Your kids, your love, your creative projects, anything with your own personal income, possessions, or feeling valued in purchases, anything with the friend, the group, the internet, the astrology, the charity, your aspirations, it all amps up incredibly. These are the days that you move these things up against the obstacles, over the challenges, ambitiously towards what it is you're driving to achieve. When we look at Venus and what she's doing Friday and Saturday, the 17th and 18th, she is at work in your sign, Pisces. This is a really lovely couple days for you guys to center yourself in the love, center yourself over what you feel you're doing about making money or with women or with beauty in your life. And this alignment aligns lovely in lovely ways to the child, the creative project, the lover, or the quest for love, or any kind of fun that you're trying to have, and with the big changes that you are personally involved with that friend, group, internet, charity, aspiration. The adjustment to Mars means making an adjustment on Friday, Saturday about that sexual, reproductive, divorce, financial, mortality, or birth situation, or third-party situation. As the sun moves into Taurus on Saturday the 19th, followed by Mercury moving there on Wednesday the 23rd, this is going to open up a 3 to 4 week period for Pisces where communications are really going to be the most powerful they are for the year for you guys. So this is a cycle where you guys want to step in and have those meetings and talks and sign agreements and make sales and write and go for speaking roles, audition, interview. You might field a lot of offers during this period or proposals, or there may be some short trips or local activities. You might also find that you're more involved with a brother, sister, neighbor, or short trip, or I said short trip, or your vehicles or electronics, and big choices. And so you really do want to step up, take the lead in those areas, and move them forward. And I think for the rest of the signs, I'm going to start on those softer aspects first and then move into the cross finally. I think it would be an easier way to move through this. But for Aquarius, I'm going backwards through the signs. Aquarius, you know, Friday and Saturday, the 17th and 18th, Venus is active for you guys, helping you guys smooth things out or more easily make money, make those purchases for items that are beautiful to you, or deal with any kind of thing going on with possessions. This would be focused around love or a woman or something that you value. These are positive energies. This aligns really positively with your job or with the quest for a job, with coworkers, people you hire, with paperwork you sign, or anything going on that is positive for health or the animals that you're dealing with. also opens up an opportunity for things going on behind closed doors, maybe in development or something artistic or spiritual, romantic, or healing. There is an adjustment that will happen that you will need to make with another person here. And this really plays out over travel, legal, educational, media, or wedding themes. So be willing to kind of give and take on those topics. When we look at the Sun and Mercury moving into Taurus in this week ahead for Aquarius, the Sun moves in on Saturday the 19th. Mercury moves in on Wednesday the 23rd. You're going to have 3 and 4 weeks of this energy now focusing you. And for Aquarius, this is really going to mean stepping up and doing things in the home or about a move or a renovation or a real estate deal, or focusing in on family, roommates, or a parent. And it could be both. So you're really going to be putting more personal and physical energy there. You're also going to be in more talks, agreements, sales, writing, meetings, and decisions over these topics. So it's really the time to focus here. Now for the cross for Aquarius. Cross starts to really kick up a notch on Saturday with the trigger date for the eclipse. So if something has not happened already in that eclipse energy back on March 18th or back on the eclipse day this last week or back on the, and now on the 20th, this is the day that you would see something starting to happen. And that means that there is going to be something that will, the 19th, I should say, something that can kick in for you guys. That would focus on another person and that trip, the legal matter, the wedding, the educational pursuit, or something in media, marketing, publishing, broadcasting, politics, or religion, or your own faith in some situation. And so this would amp this up with this other person. Then by Sunday, Jupiter, Uranus, and Pluto lock with each other, and we really see the apex of whatever was important for you in the changes, in the growth, when it comes to your job, when it comes to the details, the organizing, the paperwork, the health or the animals, the services that you hire or provide. And it's going to lock on some interesting agreements or offers or decisions or meetings or something about writing or interviews and auditions. And it's going to also lock on something very powerful evolving behind closed doors with that mystical part of your chart. So in the arts, with the spiritual path, with romance or healing or research. And by Monday, Uranus and Pluto lock exactly. So again, tying in those mystical arenas, the healing, the hospitals, the spiritual beliefs, the practices, romantic interludes, the artistic outlets, and anything you're in development with those conversations, the offers, the agreements, the sales, the writing, the meetings, the talks, the decisions. And by Tuesday and Wednesday, Mars becomes involved. So whatever eclipse point was triggered on Saturday, then we see Mars jumping in and bringing that other person on board and what's happening with them over travel, education, media, marketing, broadcasting, publishing, legal matters, weddings, politics, or religion. And so, I mean, these are incredibly amplified days. Expect to move through major changes with everybody and do your part. For Capricorn, I am going backwards through the sign, so I'm at Capricorn. For Capricorn, Friday and Saturday the 17th and 18th makes Venus your friend. Means that if you're in meetings or talks or dealing with offers or agreements or writing or sales or short trips or local community activities, neighborhood activities, or anything with your brother, sister, neighbor, vehicles, electronics, or big decisions or offers, Venus is your friend. So Venus is showing up as a woman who can benefit you here, or as a focus on love or income that should go well for you here. And it connects to another key individual, the partner, agent, attorney, client, specialist, advocate, or even dealing with the competitor or opponent favoring you here. And it also locks positively into some kind of powerful evolution that's going on within yourself, you empowering yourself, you stepping up and being willing to take that on. And the adjustment to Mars for Capricorn means you will need to make some kind of adjustment around the goal or the career or the boss, parent, judge, authority figure type in the situation as you deal with the actions or non-actions of this other person. When we look at the Sun moving into Taurus and followed on, that happens on Saturday, then on Wednesday, the 23rd, we have Mercury moving into Taurus. For Capricorn, you know, this is a fellow Earth sign. This aligns very positively for you. You're going to move into a 3 and 4 week period with these energies starting on those days. That will really put you more physically and personally into the mix and open up meetings and talks and offers and agreements and writing and sales and decisions that are focused on creative projects or creative fun or recreational things that you're interested in or anything focused on children or true love. Nice, right? We like what Capricorn has coming up. When we look at the Grand Cross and the big, big week ahead when everything perfects, for Capricorn, this will start with the trigger date on Saturday that will bring in anything that is involving that other person and the goal, the career, the fame, the reputation, or something with that is happening through them or with them tied to a boss, a parent, a judge, or some other authority figure. And so if it did not peak at the eclipse this last week or back a month prior on March 18th or even in the five-day trigger that was on, you know, the 10th, then you're seeing this really ramp up now. And on Sunday, Jupiter is going to be doing everything to push expansive energy through that some key relationship. So with the partner, the agent, the attorney, the specialist, the client, the opponent, the competitor, whoever this person is, say, look at the Jupiter themes, what's legal, travel, educational, wedding, media, marketing, publishing, political or religious in the mix that you want to push open with this person. There's going to be the excitable energy around home and real estate and family and parents and moves and renovations. And there's going to be the big, deep, internal evolvement that is going on with you, Capricorn, with you, who you're becoming or your body or your image or title, identity, name, or personal goals. By Monday, that the family, home, real estate, move, renovation, part of the energy locks onto you and more empowerment for you as you're pushing for the big changes or dealing with, you know, taking a bigger role in the whole situation. And then by Tuesday and Wednesday, Mars activates the cross. All those energies come together with that key other person pushing hard to reach the goal, to further things on the career front, to deal with that boss, judge, parent, or other authority figure, to, you know, spur on what's going on with your reputation or fame or achievements or leadership position. So, again, those key players become very important for you guys. For Sagittarius, as I go backwards through the signs here, Sagittarius, Venus on Friday and Saturday, 17th and 18th, are really bringing you some beautiful, smooth sailing, something lovely happening that can happen at home or tied to real estate or moves or renovations or with family, parents, or roommates. And this really, you know, it's Venus themed, so there's ways to share the love, express the love there, or there's a woman who's significant there and beneficial, or there's something about making money there. This should go well for you. It ties into outside resources, into sexual attractions, into even if you're trying to further divorce energy, there's some positive alignment here. It ties in positively to opportunities to make money or to deal with possessions or purchases. And finally, as Venus comes in alignment with Mars, there will be an adjustment. And so there will be some need to give and take around what's going on with the group, the friends, the internet, the astrology charities, party gathering, or aspirations in the mix. And again, we'll point to that other person and what's happening with them. For the Sun moving into Taurus on Saturday the 19th, followed by Mercury moving into Taurus on the 23rd, for Sagittarius, this is going to put you entering into a 3 and 4 week period that will really put you more physically and personally into the mix when it comes to the work you do or the work you're pursuing, anything you're doing with coworkers or people you hire, anything to do with paperwork, organizing, cleaning up, simplifying, tending to the details. Also, anything that involves your health or anything that involves, I can't remember if I said paperwork, but paperwork, or your animals. So all of these areas are really smart places to focus your energy in the days and weeks ahead. It's where you will shine the brightest and where you will have a chance to take the lead. And once Mercury gets there on Wednesday the 23rd, you'll see more offers, agreements, meetings, sales, writing, decisions, all of that starting to come into play with those themes. The cross begins to activate with the trigger date on Saturday. And for Sag, you know, this is going to be about something amping up for you guys on some kind of social level or with a friend, a group, the internet, astrology charities, a gathering of some sort, your personal aspirations, your inventions, your freedom and independence, or something original that you're involved with. And, you know, again, this really does have to do with that key other person, you know, the partner, the agent, the attorney, the specialist, the client, the opponent. So expect for that to really kind of amp up. Then on Sunday, Jupiter starts to activate Uranus and Pluto. And so now we see the big expansive part of this cross for you where something big is trying to really lock in when it comes to your sex life or reproductive life or a mortality issue or divorce or the big financial picture, the loan, the investment, the inheritance, the bankruptcy, insurance, taxes, alimony, child support, commissions, royalties, partners' money, or something I didn't think of, whatever that might be financially for you guys. And it will shake things up when it comes to the lover, the children, the creative project, or the recreational interest. This is where you're trying to awaken, infuse some new dynamic energy in the moment. And then it will take you on some kind of deep evolution when it comes to your personal income, possessions, a gift, or purchases. By Monday, those gifts, income, purchases come in even stronger with the lover, child, creative project, or recreational energy, again, amped up under this grand cross as Uranus. And then Tuesday and Wednesday, the 22nd and 23rd, Mars becomes, totally involved. So as he showed up on Saturday for you through that other person, he now becomes active on Tuesday and Wednesday. So now you're doing something with or about, or the friend is doing something, or there's something with the group or with the internet or with the astrology or charity or cause or freedom, independence, invention, aspirations, or gathering. So every point of the cross will be activated Tuesday, all of those days, Sunday through Wednesday, becoming more personally activated Tuesday and Wednesday. For Scorpio, as we look at this, and I'm going backwards through the signs, we just did Sage, now we're on Scorpio. Friday and Saturday, the 17th and 18th, are going to really focus in on Venus for you guys. These are amazing days for you guys with your creative projects, with your love life, with your children, or with recreational interests. You do want to focus on which one of these is really standing out for you, or if there's several that are really happening, then put your energy there. There is something lovely and expansive tied into this that means something happening with travel plans or media, marketing, broadcasting, publishing, publicity, educational pursuits, travel, legal matters, and there's also something transforming through the offers, agreements, writing, meetings, talks, decisions, offers, sales, and agreements. I think I said that one already. There's so much to cover. I'm sorry if I repeat myself. And then finally, Venus will adjust with Mars, so there will be a need to give and take with that other person over something going on behind the scenes that ties in with all of this. So something in the art or something in the spiritual path or something romantically or something with the healing or hospitals or research or development going on here. So give and take a little bit because there's a lot you can achieve in this energy field. Then on Saturday, the sun moves into Taurus, followed by Wednesday, the Mercury moving into Taurus. For Scorpio, this is going to be putting a spotlight on key relationships for the next 3 to 4 weeks and asking you to step up and take charge and really have your needs met, put your presence out there, maybe sign your name to something or focus on your name, your title, your identity, your brand, your image. And so these key people that are going to be so important are your romantic partners, your business partners, your agents, attorneys, competitors, opponents, and advocates. So, get ready. There's going to be a lot, first you're showing up and then you're going to see all the information and offers and decisions showing up with Mercury there. So it is time to key in with other people. As you enter this peak week of the Grand Cross, know that it begins to be triggered on Saturday with the eclipse energy. So something comes up with this other person, if it's still lingering there for you, that would be about, you know, what's happening secretively or behind closed doors, what's happening in development or through research, what's happening with hospitals or healing, what's happening with film, art, music, poetry, whatever's artistic, what's happening romantically, clandestinely, what's happening spiritually. So there's something, and definitely what's happening karmically. So if anything else still needs to happen there with that person based on that ending or achievement, it will show up on Saturday. Then by Sunday, Jupiter locks in really tight on the degree with Uranus and Pluto. So now the legal matter, the travel plans, the education, the marketing, media, broadcasting, publishing, the educational pursuit, political or religious or wedding topic, any of those higher-minded arenas, that's what's getting locked on Sunday. May tie in with some property, may tie in with the family, may tie in with your need for security. But it is going to be pushing hard for something big to happen, and it will tie in with Uranus in your sixth house, so something around paperwork or the job that's being done or the organizing or decluttering or cleanup or the health concern or the pets in the situation. So there's something shaking up in that part of the chart, infusing new energy there. Pluto is bringing some kind of really intense communications or decision or offer or agreement that will lock you in with this other person over something financial or sexual or divorce-oriented or third-party-oriented. By Monday, Uranus and Pluto lock, so that, those communications and decisions continue to be very strong, and the Uranus side with the work, the paperwork, the cleaning and organizing, the health, the pets, really pushing hard again for changes. Mars activates the cross on Tuesday and Wednesday. Now everything that's going on, you know, highly active with that other key person behind closed doors in the artistic, spiritual, romantic, healing, developmental, behind the scenes energy is what's kicking off all those cross points. So everything will move strongly all the way up through Wednesday. For Libra, as I go backwards through the signs, Venus is going to be very active Friday and Saturday for Libra on the job or in the pursuit of a job with any kind of work you're doing in your own environment, anything with paperwork, health, or animals. And so this means that there may be a woman who can benefit you here. There may be some way to make money, or there may be love expressed here. It all should go very well. It should open some doors on the career front or with the goals you've set or with the power people that are in charge. It should also help you transform something in a positive way at home or involving a move or a real estate deal or family, parents, roommates, renovations. There will be a need to make an adjustment that really comes through your own physical abilities to show up and do what you have to do here. So you may be asked to adapt personally or physically. You also might need to adapt a little bit when it comes to your image, your brand, your name on the dotted line. So, you know, expect to kind of give and take a little bit there. When we look at the sun moving into Taurus on Saturday the 19th, followed by Mercury on Wednesday the 23rd, for Libra, this is going to set off a 3- and 4-week period where you're going to be way more involved in your sex life, your divorce, your reproductive needs or a mortality issue or the big financial picture with the loan, the commissions, the investment, the settlement, the insurance, taxes, alimony, child support, commissions, whatever, you know, whatever bankruptcy, whatever that big outside finance is for you guys. And so you'll be putting more personal and physical energy there starting on Saturday, and then by Wednesday, you know, the meetings, the talks, the offers, the agreements, the writing up and signing, the sales, anything that is tied in with big decisions in those areas start to kick in. Now as we approach the cross, Libra is on the cardinal points of the cross, like Capricorn and Cancer and Aries. So for Libra, you know, starting Sunday, Jupiter falls in some kind of big, expansive way when it comes to your goals, your career, your parent, your boss, the judge, or another authority figure, your quest for fame or your reputation or status. and definitely is going to be playing out on expense of things that you can try to reach through legal, travel, media, marketing, publishing, broadcasting, educational or wedding means, and will tie in also with your home or your family in some way. Uranus is shaking up the seventh house, so you know there's some more energy around that partner, agent, attorney, specialist, client, opponent, competitor. And Pluto is in the mix of those deep, profound changes in the home, with family, real estate moves, renovations, roommates. By Monday, those people and the home and everything locks in even tighter with the other person, the partner, agent, attorney, specialist, competitor, client. By Tuesday and Wednesday, Mars activates the cross, and now it becomes about what you're doing, you showing up, you dealing with that other person about what you need to do with your body, your image, your brand, your name, your title, your identity, or your personal goals. And it becomes very, very passionate, angry, or active, moving things through those changes. For Virgo, as I go backwards through this the signs for this week ahead, Virgo, Venus is working in a wonderful way for you on Friday and Saturday, the 17th and 18th, showing up through key relationships. So this is wonderful for what you're doing with or about a partner in romance or business, or the agent or attorney, or the specialist, or the client, or the opponent. Venus is a female who can help you here, or is something working in your benefit when it comes to love or income through these people. And it ties in wonderfully to something that is expanding, you know, around the internet or with friends or groups or your inventions or your aspirations or a charity or a cause or a gathering of some sort. And it also works in very positively to your love life, evolving to the next level, or something evolving with the children or the creative project or the fun that you want to have. You will need to make an adjustment when it comes to the other person over personal income or possessions or purchases, so be willing to give and take as you deal with this other person. The sun moving into Taurus on Saturday the 19th, followed by Mercury on the 23rd, is going to highlight the higher-minded arena for you for the next 3 and 4 weeks. That means you're going to be way more physically and personally involved in legal matters, travel plans, educational pursuits, media, marketing, broadcasting, publishing, wedding, for religious ideas, or just the idea of expanding who you are and where you are in your life. And by the time Mercury gets there on Wednesday, this brings more of the offers and agreements and sales and writing and meetings and decisions. But you will be very personally involved in all of this, or some of this for sure, whichever one speaks to you, I guess, over this month ahead. And it is a good time for you to take the lead in those areas. The cross first starts to activate on Saturday with the trigger from the lunar eclipse. And so at this point, Mars will amp something up with another person over that income, possessions in question, or a purchase, or feelings of being valued. And so if there is still something to be dealt with there, you'll see that kind of trigger up on Saturday. And then the cross starts to highly activate on Sunday, which brings in your aspirations, your friends, your groups, the internet, astrology, charities, parties, gatherings, events, inventions, originality, and ways that you are trying to grow your world there, maybe tied into what's happening in your home or with real estate or family, maybe tied into those legal and travel and educational and media and wedding plans as well. So look for the big thing to be pushing on Sunday in those areas that Uranus is going to amp up, the legal, travel, educational, media, wedding part of the energy. Pluto's going to bring big, intense changes or understanding when it comes to the paperwork involved, the work at hand, the health or pet needs in the situation. Those will become even stronger on Monday as Uranus kicks it in with those topics. And then by Tuesday and Wednesday, Mars joins the party, which now brings that key person again, the partner, agent, attorney, specialist, client, competitor, opponent, back in, engaged over earnings, over possessions, over purchases, or you're feeling valued as you move through those other four, or those three Grand Cross points. Oh. All right, for Leo. Actually, I'm going to take a drink. Man, I can talk. Can I? Can I not talk? By the way, you guys, we had more ghostly experience over here in the little ghost house of 1860. Last night, we were, like, kicking back, trying to check out the moon. Didn't have the lights on, just watching it. And James said, oh, I didn't know you brought Charlie over here. Come here, Charlie. And I'm like, what? Charlie's not over here. And he's like, what? It's like something just walked across my ankles. I'm like, man, for somebody that doesn't believe in ghosts, this thing sure does seem to target you quite a bit. Turn the lights on, freak me out a bit. But, yeah, so we had that little moment. Okay, so back to the sign. Leo. Leo, Venus is going to be working on your behalf on Friday and Saturday the 17th and 18th. This may be about your sex life and intimacy or reproductive needs. It may be about how you're dealing with a mortality issue that's going on in your life. It could be about how you're dealing with the divorce. Or it could be about some kind of big thing that's unfolding before you when it comes to financial potential. So anything that you're trying to, you know, if you're trying to get the loan or settle the taxes or get the insurance policy or the big commission or investment or whatever that is. So because Venus is involved in these areas, this means a female may benefit you. It means that you may have a way to make money here or express love here, depending on which topic you're looking at. And the tie into Jupiter means that a lot can be going on behind closed doors or in development or through your artistic talents, your spiritual path, your romantic connections or getaways during this period, or any healing or research or hospital situations in the mix. Also ties into some profound, powerful next chapter steps when it comes to your work, your coworkers, people you hire, paperwork, health, or animals in the mix. And the adjustment to Mars means that you will need to give and take a little bit with somebody over, you know, the offer, the agreement, the writing, the decision, the meeting, the sale, the talk, the, I think I said that, the big decision, whatever the communications is. All right, for the Sun moving into Taurus on the 19th, followed by Mercury moving into Taurus on the 23rd on Wednesday. For Leo, this is about, you know, a huge spotlight over the next 3 and 4 week period on your career, your reputation, your fame, your big goals, and any authority figures or higher-ups that might be able to get involved in what you're doing, the boss, the parent, the judge, or how you're trying to do for them. So, you know, this is about a time where you really can shine when you want to put more personal and physical energy into these things. You might, your name, your brand, your identity, your title might really be amplified during this time. Once Mercury gets there, the offers, agreements, decision, sales, writing, meetings, they all start to amplify as well. So it's a really good time to go for it, Leo. The Grand Cross, that really starts to trigger on Saturday. For Leo, triggers with the offers, agreements, news you hear, decisions, meetings, sales, writing, speaking roles, interviews, auditions, or it triggers in the mundane part of this, which would be with brothers, sisters, neighbors, vehicles, electronics, or a move. So, you know, whatever it is for you guys, this is the time when you're going to see if there is still something left there from the eclipse, that other key person and this topic really kind of peaking. By Sunday, Jupiter starts activating, which amplifies what's going on behind closed doors with the hospital, the healing, the art, the spirituality, the romance, the research or development, and it's going to shake up that tree that has to do with legal, travel, media, marketing, broadcasting, publishing, educational, or wedding plans. It's also going to bring into the picture the deep, intense thing going on with work, health, paperwork, coworkers, pets, or your services. By Monday, that amplifies even more intensely with more shakeups and changes. And by Tuesday and Wednesday, the 22nd and 3rd, Mars gets on board. So, again, that key partner, agent, attorney, specialist, client, opponent, competitor, key relationship is going to be very active on those days with the agreement, the meeting, the talk, the sale, the writing, the short trip, the decision, the offer. So expect it to be intense. For Cancer, as I go backwards through the signs, Venus is now working for you Friday and Saturday the 17th and 18th in the higher-minded arena. So this is very beneficial for you when it comes to media, broadcasting, publishing, marketing, publicity, when it comes to legal matters, educational pursuits, travel plans, or people at a distance, when it comes to weddings or religious beliefs or politics. So, you know, look for the female that may benefit you there, or look for ways to make money or to express the love. See, I gave myself as the example on this one, since I'm broadcasting to you guys tonight and I'm the female and I'm expressing the love, baby. So, you know, there's some of this going on for Cancer. And it ties in with some kind of nice expansive thing for you personally or physically or with your name, title, identity, image, or brand. It also ties into something powerfully evolving when it comes to, you know, partners, agents, attorneys, specialists, clients, or any other key relationship in the mix. You will need to make an adjustment with the other key person over something happening at home with family, real estate, moves, renovations, parents, or roommates. So be willing to do a little give and take there. But Venus looks very positive for you in those areas in the next couple of days. The Sun moves into Taurus on Saturday the 19th, followed by Mercury moving into Taurus on Wednesday the 23rd. For Cancer, this is putting you into a 3 and 4 week period where you're really going to shine when it comes to friends and social networking and parties and events and the internet and group activities and your aspirations and astrology and charities and inventions and original ideas. And so this is the time for you guys to step in and become more active here. It's also the time for you guys to, you know, get in there and deal with your ideas and offers and decisions and agreements and sales and writing and speaking roles and all of that in these situations. All right, for the Grand Cross and what's going on with Cancer, for Cancer, Saturday, if there is still something to be triggered with the eclipse for you, it'll show up Saturday via the other person over your home, real estate, family, parent, roommate, move or renovation, or even childhood issues or interests. And so, you know, there could be something activating with that other person over these topics on this day. By Sunday, Jupiter slams into the perfection of the cross, meaning that you are personally, physically in the mix in some kind of big, expansive way. There's something going on, you know, with your body, your image, your personal needs and goals, your identity, your brand, your name, your title, something like that, maybe playing out through legal media, travel, education, wedding arenas. And it's tied in with something kind of exciting or suddenly changing or shaking up and freeing you when it comes to career goals or higher-ups like the boss, the parent, the judge, or anybody else that may be able to, you know, put a hand into this situation. And it is also meeting with Pluto, which means profound, deep evolution and changes going on through the partner, agent, attorney, specialist, clients, competitors, opponents, or any other key relationship. Monday, this continues to amplify with more intense changes and evolving and excitement and shock and more changes. And by Tuesday and Wednesday, Mars jumps back into the mix, and Mars will be active, so there will be some people there, some key relationships and what's going on in the home with the move, the renovation, the real estate deals, the parent, the roommate, the family, and, you know, active, passionate, angry, motivational, whichever way that Mars plays out, but moving that cross along. For Gemini, as I go backwards through the signs, Gemini, Venus on Friday and Saturday, the 17th and 18th, is really going to be working for you guys when it comes to your big goals or your career, or when it comes to your reputation or status or something with that power person, the boss, the parent, the judge, or whoever this might be. So look for females to help you out here, or look for ways to express the love or receive the love or earn money. It ties in beautifully to Jupiter in your income house or helping you with possessions or purchases, so something expansive here that is involved around all of this. And it also ties in with some powerful changes when it comes to, you know, other people's money, the investments or commissions or taxes or insurance or whatever that other loan, you know, settlement, whatever that is. And it also ties in powerfully on the personal side of the shared experience, which is in your sex life, reproductive life, dealing with mortality issues or divorce or third-party situations. So something there is going to be working out for you guys. And then you do need to make an adjustment with Mars, which means that other person over your love life or the kids or the creative project or the fun. So give and take a bit on that. Saturday, the Sun moves into Taurus, Saturday the 19th, and then Mercury moves into Taurus on Wednesday the 23rd. So for Gemini, this is going to start a 3- and 4-week process for you guys where you're going to be way more involved behind the scenes. It's a time where you kind of pull back, and you're either in development or, you know, on some kind of project. There might be something that you're focused on with art, film, music, poetry, dance, sculpture, something meditative or yogic or magical or psychic or in some kind of spiritual path. This may be a time of romance and getaway and holding up or isolating yourself so that you can get clear and rest and recuperate. It's a time of healing and hospitals. It's a time of research and investigation. So really just anything you can do. It's also a very karmic period of releasing if you need to do any of that. So you'll be showing up there. You will stand out when it comes to these things during this process. And, you know, once Mercury gets there, there'll be more meetings, talks, offers, agreements, sales, writing, decisions going on about what you're doing here in these themes. When we get to the Grand Cross, Mars is going to act, where Mars is, I shouldn't say Mars is activating. It's the eclipse trigger date on Saturday. So this is going to, if there is still anything that needs to be dealt with as far as the beginnings or achievements with that other person, it'll come back around on Saturday over true love, kids, creative projects, or recreational interests, and so you may have something else important peaking for you on Saturday. By Sunday, Jupiter starts to activate intensely on the Grand Cross, which meaning for Gemini, this is big things happening with income, possessions, or purchases, shaking something up with the Uranus energy, with friends, groups, the internet, astrology, charities, parties, gatherings, events, your inventions, your original ideas, or your aspirations. And also tying in with some big, profound evolution going on in your sex life with the divorce, with the reproductive or mortality issues, with anything with loans, inheritance, bankruptcy, insurance, taxes, settlements, investments, commissions, or partners' money, any of those big outside financial resources. This continues to be a big deal for you, Gemini, on Monday, as Uranus meets Pluto and they lock in. And then by Tuesday and Wednesday, Mars jumps back in where the eclipse trigger date started. And so these 2 days, you really see something happening actively with this other person over love or creativity or the kids or the fun and activating all those points of the cross. So very, very active, passionate, angry, or motivational there as you wrap up the cross. For Taurus, as I move backwards through these signs, you know, your ruler Venus is going to be very active on Friday and Saturday, 17th and 18th. This bodes really well for you when it comes to your aspirations, your friends, your group activities, the internet, astrology, charities, gatherings, parties, your inventions, your original ideas. And it really means that a female may be, you know, key to this for you, or it may mean that there's a lot of love expressed or received here or potential to make money here in a really lucrative way. And so it ties into meetings and talks and offers and agreements and sales that are a part of the picture. And it also ties in and may all, you know, have to do with home or renovations or moves or real estate or family. And ties in with anything deeply changing or evolving when it comes to legal agreements, travel, education, media, marketing, publishing, broadcasting, wedding plans, or your beliefs about expansion and growth. There will be a need to make some adjustments with another person over the work situation or the paperwork or the health or the animals in question. So give and take there because the energy does look so positive. And when we get to Saturday the 19th, the Sun moves into your sign, Taurus, followed by Wednesday the 23rd when Mercury will move into your sign. So really you're moving into this 3- and 4-week period ahead where there's going to be a lot more focus on you. This is a wonderful time for you to kind of take care of your body or your image or your brand or your identity, your name, your title, or your personal goals. And so you're going to be putting more physical energy into everything you need for yourself and showing up and taking the lead. And you're also going to see a lot more offers and meetings and talks and everything about what it is you need and how you're showing up to reach these goals. So it's a very me time for Taurus, but a very positive one. When we look at the cross being activated, Saturday is the trigger date for that last eclipse, which is on one of the cross points. So you may have something, if it's still left out there to be dealt with, coming up with another person over paperwork, or the job or the health situation or the pets. That'll show up on Saturday. On Sunday, Jupiter will start the big expansion, which means some big meeting, talk, decision, offer, agreement, sale, something big in writing or auditions or interviews or with siblings, neighbors, vehicles, electronics, short trips, local activities, big decisions more likely than anything, big communications, probably focused on Jupiter and Cancer themes, meaning, you know, what's going on with the home or the family or the real estate or the move or renovation and the legal matters or travel or educational part of that. Or media, marketing, publishing of it, or the wedding plans affecting it. It'll shake up Uranus in that behind-the-scenes arena, so something, you know, that you have to still do behind the scenes, something karmic in the balance, something, you know, in developing or researching or artistic things that happen here, spiritual, romantic, or healing hospital themes here. And, again, the deep, intense, powerful changes through legal matters, or channels, educational pursuits, media marketing, broadcasting, publishing, travel, weddings, political interests, or religious beliefs. And this continues to be heavy and intense on Monday as more changes are pushed for. And by Tuesday and Wednesday, Mars jumps into this, so now you see something happening with the other person over the paperwork or over the job or the cleanup or the organization or the details, or something that they are doing or you're reacting to regarding them and the health or the pets or the environmental needs in the situation. Again, triggering every point of the cost and making it for a big few days for you. For Aries, as I reach the last line going backwards through the signs, Venus is going to be working for you Friday and Saturday in a very beneficial manner when it comes to your research, your development, your strategies, what you're doing behind closed doors, when it comes to your romantic getaways or unions, when it comes to your artistic pursuits, film, music, art, painting, dance, sculpture, when it comes to your spiritual path, meditation, yoga, magic, psychic interests, when it comes to hospitals and healing and dealing with other institutions or addictions, and really just kind of pulling back and taking care of anything that connects you to the muse or your karmic path. So seek out the female here, or seek out ways to make money here, or seek out ways to express or receive love here. This is all positive. It ties in beautifully to what's happening in the home or with real estate, family, moves, renovations, parents, roommates. It ties in beautifully to goals, authority figures like the boss, judge, parent, to the career. And powerful changes that can evolve out of all of this. And it does ask for an adjustment when it comes to that partner, agent, attorney, specialist, client, competitor, opponent. So try to deal with a little give and take there. The sun moves into Taurus on Saturday the 19th, followed by Mercury moving into Taurus on Wednesday the 23rd. This enters you into, or puts you into, a 3 and 4 week period where you're really going to be standing out, putting more personal and physical energy into earning money, into dealing with possessions or purchases. And once Mercury gets there, this will bring more of the offers, agreements, sales, writing, meetings, talks, and decisions. So it is a time for you guys to step up, take the lead. You really will stand out. And you may want to tie in your name, your brand, your identity, your image to what's going on to make money or deal with those possessions or purchases. Really is your time to step up there. When we look at the cross and the activation, Saturday will trigger the eclipse date. So there may be something that still pops up that you need to deal with involving that partner, agent, attorney, specialist, client, competitor, opponent. So if that happens, then you know that it's a day where there will be some activity there or some passion or anger there. Sunday gets you into the cross full steam. Jupiter is really pushing big when it comes to the home, the move, the renovation, the real estate, the family, parent, roommate situation, looking at anything going on there legally through travel, education, media, marketing, publishing, weddings, whatever you can expand in these areas. Uranus is shaking it up through your sign, Aries. So, you know, this is definitely about you guys coming at it from a different point of view, or you get this coming at you from a different angle, and now you need to really kind of shake it up and put yourself in there for changes that you need to see happen. Pluto is going to be bringing big evolution here when it comes to the goals you have set or your reputation or the authority figure that can help you or is judging over, presiding over all this, or something going on with the parent or the boss or your career. And as you get into Monday, that continues to amplify with more excitement, changes, and more changes. And on Tuesday and Wednesday, the cross continues now with Mars activating. So now these are the days, again, where you're going to see a lot of activity with or from the partner, agent, attorney, specialist, client, competitor, or opponent. Again, Mars will make this about motivating here or the passions or the anger, but really about taking things to the next level. So, you know, that's it, you guys. It is the biggest week of the year coming up. You're already halfway through it. With this last week, you already are very well aware of most of the changes and evolution that are trying to transport you into the next level. Some of these processes are internal, meaning that you needed to have that aha moment to value yourself more deeply or to take action towards what it is you need to break away from or out of to make or accept the deep changes that need to happen to reach for those bigger goals. And then some of it is happening in the outer world. Some of this is going to be really exciting and wonderful. Some of this is going to challenge you. Hang in there. Be strong. Know that you chose this time to come, that we all did, and that we are going to enter a much more mellow phase after this and make it happen. Do your best. Keep me posted on Facebook. It's Zoe Moon signing out. I'll be back next week, same time. Good luck out there.